Welcome back to the Gwinnett Chamber's Global Chamber Mixer here at the Gas South District. I am pleased to be joined by Nick Messino, the president and CEO of the Gwinnett Chamber, the man himself back in town after you took some time off there, Nick, for a while.
I was on a sabbatical for 4 weeks traveling Europe. And it was incredible. Yeah, I'm happy to be back, but I had a wonderful time.
You look tan, relaxed, ready to go.
Thank you. And we also had our embark trip. We had 14 chamber board members, and we were enjoying Italy and Switzerland.
You're getting those sky miles, aren't you?
I got a couple.
Tonight, fifth annual Global Mixer. This thing gets better and bigger every single year. Talk about why the Gwinnett Chamber does this.
Yes, absolutely. But let me first of all compliment you. You've been part of this since the beginning, and just you being here and interviewing, obviously I appreciate you interviewing me, but all the leaders of the different bilateral chambers and anyone from a consulate office. So I appreciate you've been part of the success, and I want to thank you for that.
Thank you. The bill is in the invoice. The bill's in the mail, if you will.
Yeah. Why is this important? Why do we do it? I think is the question. And Mike, without a doubt, Gwinnett County is the most global part of Metro Atlanta and Georgia.
Yep.
Nobody would even dispute that because it's just so obvious, both from our population and our almost 600 international businesses that call Gwinnett home. And we felt like it was important 6 years ago to put something together that both brought all of that together right here in Gwinnett and also have an opportunity to meet new people. And each year we add one or two bilateral chambers that previously had not attended. And I think we're probably getting pretty close to having all of them in Metro Atlanta here with us maybe this year. But it number one, highlights our global competitiveness, the international business community. But kind of the thing that I like the most, because I think the business is all great and super important, but also I like the cultural side of it. I like the connectivity. So here's a casual environment. There's food and drink and conversations. And it's really just a two-hour, two-and-a-half-hour networking event. We have a couple little comments in the middle of it. And, you know, last year, as you know, we added some international awards, and those were successful. We're going to continue those this year. But it's just it's a bit of a celebration of who we are as a community.
Gwinnett is so diverse that it almost seems strange not to do an event like this. But you're, as far as I know, the first chamber to really reach out and extend that olive branch to all the other international chambers.
Thank you. I think that could be true. As you know, as a past board member of the Gwinnett Chamber and a very active member, we actually have we have ex officio seats with some of the larger chambers that represent both our population and our business community. That was so successful that became an extension. We chose to do this almost because of the success. We're like, what else can we do to put a stamp down to say we are the place that if you're considering an international corporate expansion, choose us, think about us, but make sure we're on the list. The reality is we've been on the list for, you know, four decades, which is why we have almost 600 international businesses. We just don't want to take anything for granted.
Are there other global chambers in the metro area that you would like to see come on board, or are you pretty much got most of them?
I mean, if someone's not here, it's because legit a scheduling conflict. And I would say years one and two, people weren't sure what it was. And so they were like, yeah, we can't make it. But then they saw the pictures, they listened to your podcast and thought, oh, we missed out on something. The first couple of years we were recruiting people to come. Now we're not recruiting. And Mike, last year we tried something to be a chamber partner, because these are chambers. And we said, why don't we create a code for your members to join the event, to sign up, and you're gonna get a kickback. Because, you know, we're putting the event on, but we're doing it with partners. So it's also an opportunity for that chamber to make a little bit of money from the fee to come here. And so we're really trying to, like, every year, what can we do to elevate the program, make it more of a partnership program? So when their members sign up, they're not signing up with the Gwinnett Chamber, they're signing up through their chamber. And they love that because they felt like, okay, I'm a partner with the Gwinnett Chamber, which, hey, listen, no one loves the Gwinnett Chamber more than me, but we are the largest suburban chamber in the United States. And for these bilateral chambers to partner with such a large chamber, and as you know, Chamber of the Year on the planet Earth 2 years ago.
You'd never let us forget that.
Thanks, man. Always be closing, they say. The point is, I think we have most all of the bilateral chambers present.
Yeah, and I love that your philosophy is that the rising tide lifts all ships, and you've seen that benefit not just you, but everybody.
Yes, absolutely. Someone's got to host it. Someone's got to have the staff, but this is all of our event.
Yeah. Year five.
Yeah.
And many, many years to come, I'm sure. Of course, a big part of it is the food. You can taste food from all these different countries. Tonight, I don't know how much you've had a chance to try, but have you had a favorite or one that you really are looking forward to trying?
Yeah, the short answer is I've been working since I got here, and so I'm going to go do that next. But man, Mike, I can smell it. It smells awesome.
Yeah.
And so I look forward to trying everything.
Nick, appreciate you stopping by. Congratulations.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.